Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, low at 56. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, high is 77. Wind gusts as high as 35. For Friday night, we'll see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures at 66. Saturday, storms likely. Currently, it's 68.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The White House has directed the Environmental Protection Agencies to stand down on efforts to weaken the renewable fuel standard. The agency was told to abandon two changes that were under consideration, a possible reduction in biodiesel requirements and a proposal to allow exported renewable fuel to count toward domestic quotas. President Trump spoke with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday, who said she thought the administration was feeling the pressure from biofuel advocates. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt met with a group of senators on Tuesday, led by Iowa's Chuck Grassley, as the lawmakers claimed they pushed Pruitt to abandon the proposals. Iowa's other senator, Joni Ernst, said she would not commit to backing Trump's EPA Air Office nominee, the office that oversees the renewable fuel program. Administration officials say the handful of senators blocked the administration by threatening to hold nominees hostage until they get their way. Agriculture and other contentious issues proposed by the U.S. during round four of the North American Free Trade Agreement talks have stalled the renegotiation effort. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico have now agreed to extend the talks into 2018, failing to meet the Trump administration's goal to conclude the talks by the end of the year. The move comes as the U.S. Trade Representative's office and Robert Lighthizer confirms the U.S. will table its dairy proposal for now. The proposal seeks to end Canada's dairy supply management program, which is a non-starter for Canada. Lighthizer also has tabled a proposal related to produce exports opposed by Mexico. Negotiators say the longer timeline allows them to dig into tough issues and pledge to continue to work out a deal while acknowledging that strong differences remain. The next round of talks scheduled for November 17th in Mexico. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment, leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
KNDY. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas legislators expect to consider proposals next year to make it easier for people wrongly convicted of major crimes to win compensation from the state. Lawmakers say they expect a debate following the release of a 41-year-old man last week who spent 23 years in prison for a double murder he did not commit. The Innocence Project says that Kansas is one of 18 states without a compensation law. A Kansas Senate committee has called for a study on the matter. A drunk driver who caused a wreck that killed an Olathe school instructor has been sentenced to more than 9 years in prison. 29-year-old James McAllister of Overland Park pled guilty in September to involuntary manslaughter in the death of 24-year-old Caitlin Vogel of Stillwell. He was sentenced yesterday to 9 years and 7 months in prison. Court documents indicated he has two prior DUI convictions. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2727 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2727 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2727. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
For the second time in a month, authorities are investigating the death of a toddler in Grant County. Authorities were called after a 1-year-old girl was taken to a Ulysses hospital on Sunday. The child was not breathing when she arrived at the hospital, and she could not be revived. The KBIO is also investigating the death of 13-month-old Jackson Silva of Ulysses, who died October 6th. Tyson Foods has narrowed the field down to Sedgwick, Cloud, and Montgomery counties as the 3 finalists in Kansas for a new $320 million chicken processing plant. The plant is expected to boost the economy by $150 million and bring about 1,600 jobs. But what could that mean for our farmers? KSN reports that Max Jayden, Sedgwick County Farm Bureau Agricultural Association president, says the plant would also provide an extra market for people who grow soybeans, corn, and milo for feed, and, of course, the opportunity to raise chickens. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The Nebraska Corrections Director says he plans to continue double-bunking inmates in solitary confinement despite the Inspector General's call to suspend the practice. Inspector General of Corrections Doug Kobernick recently called for suspension of the double-bunking practice. He cites studies concluding that placing 2 troubled inmates in a small cell designed for 1 increases danger for inmates and staff. State Corrections Director Scott Frakes says the department has reviewed the practice and will continue it along with screening cellmates for compatibility. Gretna officials are delaying plans to double the city's land area after Sarpy County filed a lawsuit to block the city's annexation plans. The Omaha World Herald reports the Gretna City Council voted last night to delay ordinances relating to annexation plans that would have brought at least 2,800 people into the city. Gretna leaders say they want to maintain control of the major entrances to the city from Interstate 80. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Cloud County is reportedly among three sites in Kansas being considered by Tyson Foods for a $320 million chicken processing plant. The plant could hire upwards of 1,600 employees after completion. A site near Concordia has been designated, and research into that site will continue as the field of candidates is narrowed. The Tonganoxie community recently opposed location of a Tyson food plant near their community, again Cloud County, reporting they are one of three finalists in the state for the plant. Beatrice Community Hospital has hired a new administrator. Richard Haroldson is from Sydney, Montana, and will take the reins of CEO January 1st. The public is invited to the Blue River Rail Trail this Sunday afternoon. A motorized open-air tour will be guided by board members on the trail, meeting at 2 p.m. at the trailhead just off Jayhawk Road. The ride's for anyone that's interested in the rail trail but not able to negotiate the trail walking or biking. Registration is requested at Marysville Health and Fitness, 562-2424. Rides will be offered Sunday afternoon, meeting at 2 p.m. at the trailhead just off Jayhawk Road.
The scenic tour is this Sunday, the 22nd, at 2 p.m. We depart from the south trailhead, and it is... It can be signed up for at Marysville Health and Fitness. You can go down there personally and sign up, or you should be able to call Pam down there at 562-2424. It's for anyone. It's designed for persons that, for whatever reasons, are have been unable to bicycle or walk and see the trail. So it's going to be a motorized tour. We'll have a hay rack kind of set up, and also some open-air motorized vehicles for those persons that are unable to walk, and they will be able to see our trail.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enter if you dare. Come to the American Legion in Marysville Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for a hair-raising haunted house. Chicken hours 7 to 9 p.m., $7 per person. Or choose a more gruesome experience from 10 to midnight, $10 per person. All proceeds benefit the American Legion and our veterans. Will you make it through this otherworldly experience? Or are you chicken?
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Russ Dieters with Seneca Furniture invites you to the anniversary sale through October. Seneca Furniture, proudly serving this area for 28 years. Featuring names such as Best, Lazy Boy, your authorized Ashley Direct dealer. They offer home furnishings for every room. Check the prices first. Stop in, register for prizes. Through October, it's the anniversary sale at all locations of Seneca Furniture. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, not a whole lot going on. Continuing across the central parts of the plains, we're going to see sunny skies throughout the rest of the day and into tomorrow, and still seeing these warmer than average temperatures. We do have a low pressure system that's going to push across the area this weekend, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms, and definitely going to bring a little bit of some windy conditions, especially behind this low pressure system. We'll see temperatures drop back down to close to average as we head into the weekend, into the weekend and early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny, upper 70s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 56. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny and breezy with a high near 77. For Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 66. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely 73. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68. Record high on this date, 88 in 1945. The average low, 44. The record low, 24, set back in 1948. Sunset this evening, 6:38. Sunrise in the morning at 7:37.
Up for a weekend stargazing outing? The timing is right for a crisp fall night and a sky streaked with shooting stars. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ACT66 to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ACT66 to 88988. That's ACT66 to 88988.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 19th, the 292nd day of the year. Singer Jennifer Holliday celebrates a birthday, and the Dow Jones' worst one-day percentage drop over 22% was on this day in 1987. There's a new moon today, which means virtually moonless nights and ideal viewing conditions for the Orionid meteor showers. It's hard to predict just how prolific any particular event will be, but the Orionids generally produce a dozen or two per hour at their peak. Those shooting stars, by the way, are created by the debris trail from a previous passage of Halley's Comet. Your best chance at spotting one will be in the pre-dawn hours this coming weekend. Find a rural spot away from city lights, look in the general direction of Orion's belt, and enjoy. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Neither team is where it expected to be at this point, just for different reasons, as number 9 Oklahoma heads on the road to face K-State in a crucial matchup for both clubs on Saturday. The Sooners, who are now 5-1, 2-1 in the Big 12, still have a shot at the college football playoff, although a home loss to unranked Iowa State took away much of the margin of error. Running the table might be necessary for a playoff berth. Meanwhile, the Wildcats, who are 3-3, 1-2 in the Big 12, are facing the possibility of struggling to scrape together enough wins for bowl eligibility. when they, too, came into the 2017 season with conference title aspirations and even an outside shot at the playoff. The big matchup between OU and K-State kicks off at 3 o'clock Saturday in Manhattan. Mid-America Network Sports.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers should get ready to save. Now through October 22nd at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select in-stock interior and entry doors from Reliabuilt, Masonite, and Geldwin. Plus, buy 3 rolls of 3M Safe Release Painter's Tape and get 1 free. See Lowe'sForPros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
The Oakland Raiders came into the season trying to chase the Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC West dominance. The Raiders head into the first meeting between the rivals this season on a 4-game losing streak and desperate for any kind of win. Oakland has lost its last 5 meetings against the Chiefs. It can ill afford another if the team wants to compete for a playoff berth. Wichita State's move to the American Athletic Conference left the Missouri Valley looking like a one-bid league. Northern Iowa doesn't seem to like a team content to rely on the conference's automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. The Panthers open the season at North Carolina, play in a Thanksgiving weekend tournament against Power 5 teams, host UNLV and Xavier, and play Iowa State on a neutral floor. And a note about this OU K-State matchup this weekend. Bill Snyder, the oldest coach in the Football Bowl subdivision. OU's Lincoln Riley is the youngest. Mid-America Network Sports.
Substate volleyball is Saturday. 1A Division 1 at Centralia. Top seed Lady Panthers host with a bye first round. Frankfort is number 3 seed and faces Onega first round. Second seed is Valley Falls. Fourth seed Troy. Fifth seed Donovan West and sixth seed is Onega. 1A Division 1 at Clifton Clyde. Top seed Hanover and second seed Washington County receive byes in the first round. Clifton Clyde is third seed. Pike Valley fourth. Wakefield fifth seed and Rock Hill sixth. 1A Division 2 at Axtell. Top seed Lady Eagles host with a bye first round. First round byes as well for second seed Blue Valley and third seed Lynn, with Wetmore the number 4 seed and St. Xavier fifth. 2A at Salina Sacred Heart, Valley Heights is third seed to Central Plains and Sacred Heart. The Lady Mustangs face 6th seed Lincoln in the first round. Republic County is 7th seed and El Saline 8th. 4A Division 2 at Holton, Marysville is number 3 seed and faces 2nd seed Holton first round. Top seed Chapman squares off with 4th seed Rock Creek. Substate volleyball pairings listed on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website. And our website as well at KNDYRadio.com.
K-State fans, men's basketball tickets are on sale now. The Wildcats sells 19 home games and tickets start at less than $10. Get the Big Game Mini Plan that includes all 10 weekend games and the Big Monday game against KU for just $250. Or pick the Pick 5 Plan for only $75 and choose any 5 games, excluding KU. Be in Bramlage this season as the Cats host Big 12 rivals and the Georgia Bulldogs as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your K-State men's basketball tickets today.
Friday Night Football, Marysville hosts Minneapolis live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Wakefield live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
Jade plants are more often killed by kindness, meaning too much water and fertilizer,
than a lack of attention. Increase your success with a bit of benign neglect. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow jade plants in a cool, draft-free location within 4 feet of the sunniest window available. They prefer daytime temperatures in the mid-60s to mid-70s with cooler temperatures throughout the winter and at night. In winter, water plants thoroughly when the top few inches of soil start to dry. During the warmer, brighter, and longer days of summer, you'll need to water a bit more often, keeping the soil just slightly moist. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer to avoid root rot. A spring and summer fertilization is usually sufficient. And don't be anxious to repot jades. They have a small root system compared to their top growth and prefer to be pot-bound. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
To many of us, salmon are just another type of fish we might eat. But to the people of Alaska, this is a fish that may have even a spiritual meaning. The story of the salmon and their swim up and down the rivers in Fairbanks is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Phil Deischer helps operate stern wheelers that ply the river waters around Fairbanks, Alaska. Each summer and fall, he will see plenty of salmon heading upriver to spawn.
Typically, the salmon come out of the Bering Sea. It takes them about a month to reach this part of Alaska. We're by air 400 air miles. By river, we're 1,200 miles from the coast. And so the salmon swim that entire distance.
The salmon are just passing through town, so to speak. It's all a part of their life cycle.
They start at the headwaters of a clearwater stream like Chena, which is our main river in Fairbanks. Clearwater, gravel beds, salmon lay their eggs. The adult salmon die. I mean, that is their one shot. And the carcasses wash up on the beach and seagulls eat them and bears eat them and they rot. And it doesn't wash through town. People wonder, what about all these salmon washing through town?
In a few years, these salmon will be back through Fairbanks.
Then the little salmon swim 1,200 miles through the river system all the way down to the Bering Sea and into the North Pacific, and they mature. And then 4 to 7 years later, they make their way all the way back to the same stream where they started, and they spawn and they die, and the little salmon turn around and go back and do the whole thing over again.
Phil says some of these salmon will be harvested and sent to places in the lower 48. However, the fish is revered by natives of the state and remains an important part of their daily lives.
For the native people, this is their primary source of food is out of the river. The native people in interior Alaska also rely on caribou and moose for their meat. So they're large, large game animals. But the people who live on subsistence live off the land very much the way their ancestors did.
Traveling the countryside in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Current
currants are a type of berry that you won't find very often in the grocery store. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're packed full of nutrients and an easy crop to grow in the home garden as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Currants haven't been a popular fruit in the home garden because in the past, black currants have been extremely susceptible to white pine blister rust. It doesn't bother the currant plant, but the disease can kill a pine tree. There are new cultivars available now that have good rust resistance, so give currants a try for fresh eating, jams, desserts, and beverages. Emily Tepe is a horticultural research associate at the University of Minnesota. She says currants are happiest in cooler climates, generally in USDA zones 3 to 5.
The black currants, they have a much richer, kind of unusual flavor. As far as the red and white currants, those are the same species, but the pink and white are just like albino mutations of a red currant. So the red currants have that classic really bright red color and kind of tart but really intense juicy flavor. The pink and white currants then are a little bit milder. They don't have quite the acidity of the red.
Currant plants that you buy from the nursery should be a year or two old and well-rooted. They might even produce fruit in the first or second year after you put them in. Tepe says currants are more tolerant than many fruits of their site and soil conditions. However, the planting depth is important. Set the plants deep enough so the lowest branch is just below the soil surface.
Definitely when you're planting, go ahead and put the plant in the soil an inch or two deeper than it was in the nursery, and you'll cover those first few buds on the lower canes, and that'll really help promote a good supportive root system on these plants.
Mix well-rotted compost in with the soil and water the plants. Adding mulch over the top will help protect your currants over the winter and prevent weed growth during the growing season. Learn more about growing currants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a real estate auction. A house at 211 North 12th Street in Marysville will sell for Charles and Desiree Bradley on Tuesday, October 24th. Sale to be held at 6:30 p.m. This is a spacious 5 or 6 bedroom home. 3 finished floors, a 2-car attached garage. The house has plenty of room, is close to schools and downtown. The home sits on a corner lot. For an inspection, call Valerie at 713-1466. For information, go online to DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com. This real estate auction of the property at 211 North 12th Street in Marysville begins at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 24th. Sale conducted by Donald Prell Realty and Auction.
Operator, give me information. Information. Give me air.
It's time for farmers to stop throwing each other under the bus and start bringing a unified message to consumers. Stay tuned for the Farm Journal Report.
Starting early. Well, no one has to tell a smart grower why that's important. That's why the DuPont Crop Protection True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program could be right up your alley. Or row. The True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program maximizes the money you spend on the DuPont Crop Protection products you choose to guard against pest and disease. It not only boosts your purchasing power, but it comes with convenient, flexible options you can use at participating retailers. The earlier you commit, the more money you can save on the DuPont Crop Protection products that will help your crops realize their full potential. And you can get the most for your money by signing up before December 1st. Don't be late for being early. Call your DuPont Crop Protection or Pioneer Sales Professional for more information and to sign up by December 1st to maximize your savings. You can also visit earlypay.dupont.com to see how getting in early can pay off for you. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance. Subject to True Choice terms and conditions.
What happened to friendly competition? Too often I'm hearing farmers promote their products by criticizing someone else who farms in another fashion. The Ag Chat Foundation, headquartered in Hopedale, Illinois, empowers folks in the ag community to communicate with consumers. Executive Director Jenny Schweigert says they're not telling people how to communicate this.
Rather, these are ways that it can be done, and these are ways that people have been successful. These are ways that people have not been successful, and you can learn from either side of the coin.
Schweigert writes a blog called A Magic Farmhouse, and she does a podcast titled Keeping It Real in Agriculture.
My goal and my hope is that it brings people together within agriculture, helps people understand that while we probably all farm very differently and there are no two farms that are alike, we are all in this together and we can support one another rather than tear each other down.
The podcast is on iTunes and SoundCloud, and you can learn more at agchat.org. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American Farm Bureau's Chief Economist Bob Young retiring this month. Michael Clements with more.
AFBF Chief Economist Bob Young started at AFBF in 2003 and will retire this month after studying the agriculture economy for more than 30 years. After college, Young joined the Navy before returning to school for a master's degree and later a doctorate. He has worked for the University of Missouri, the U.S. Senate, and AFBF. Starting his career as an agriculture economist in the 1980s, he says that challenging time period in farming left a mark on his work.
Clearly, the sector was going through some real stresses at that point in time. And working through that downturn in the ag economy, just all the angst and everything else that went on at that stage, really made a big impact on my outlook and my professional career. We had folks that did make it through that in a number of different senses. And folks don't always have to stay in ag production. Things can happen. Farms can go out of business.
In the last decade, Young says he's noticed what he calls a reduction in age of the people who are getting involved in agriculture and attending Farm Bureau meetings.
Certainly that youth movement hasn't shown up in USDA's data yet, but just being at the meetings does just seem like we've got a lot more 30 and 40-somethings in the room than we did for a long, long time. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, too. I don't know. But it does just seem to me that the youth is interested in ag at this stage of the game.
Reflecting on his time at AFBF, Young called Farm Bureau unique, serving as the voice of agriculture from the county seat to Washington, D.C. and beyond.
Most folks out in the counties, you really only get exposed to your county Farm Bureau. Maybe you'll occasionally get involved at the state level. Very few tend to get exposed to what goes on at the national level. That does do great things. What it does up on Capitol Hill, carrying the message of farmers, carrying the messages down to the agencies as they write regulations to implement laws, American Farm Bureau does a great job at carrying that message and does require careful care and feeding.
I'm Michael Clements for AgView.net.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Positive streak is continuing. Corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Let's look. December corn is up 1 3/4 at 350 and a quarter. March is up 1 3/4 at 364. The later months are all up by 1, 1.5 and 2 cents and sometimes more. Soybeans continue to do well. November beans up 3.5 at 987 3/4. January beans up 3.5, 998. and a half. December soybean meal is up 40 cents at $3.22.20. January bean meal is up 40 cents at $3.24.50. Bean oil is up. December is up 36 at $33.77. Jan bean oil up 36 points at $33.92. Looking good all through the soy complex. And the wheat markets are doing well today. December Kansas City wheat is up 2 3/4 at 4.30 3/4. March is up 2.5 at 4.48 3/4. The livestock complex, in the meantime, continues to be very volatile. Live cattle and feeder cattle are both still lower. We saw some pretty quick two-sided trade earlier in the day, but we seem to be extending some losses. Now, October live cattle down 47 at 111 even. December live cattle down 72 at 115.92. October feeders down 30 at 152.22. November feeders down 50 at 151.75. Later months are all lower in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are holding on. December hogs up 2 pennies at 63.77, while February hogs are up 15 at 68.15. So things are holding on for hogs. Cotton is down. December cotton down 25 points, 67.38. March cotton is down 28 points at 67.05. So not looking well for cotton. Crude oil is taking a beating today. November crude down 60 cents currently at $51.44 a barrel. And October gold is up $6.50 at $12.86.40 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. I'm Orion Samuelson, and today we'll introduce the Industry Person of the Year, a longtime friend of mine, Ben Bransel from Wisconsin. We'll talk about him after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Ben Bransel, who has held a lot of different positions in important agricultural activities in Wisconsin for many years, was named the Industry Person of the Year at World Dairy Expo last week. Now, he recently retired as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. But he has been very active in the dairy industry. Back in 1975, Ben and his wife, Gail, purchased his family's dairy farm. They managed the herd of registered Holsteins at Bransel Farms for two decades. But during that time, Ben began his 10-year service as representative for the 42nd Assembly District in Wisconsin. While in this role, he was co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee and then was appointed as Assembly Speaker. Well, he moved through several positions in government, both state and national. He headed up the Farm Service Agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Wisconsin. And then in 1997, he was appointed Secretary of the Department. That appointment led to his time at USDA as Farm Service Agency's Wisconsin Director. He returned to his position as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, but now he has retired just a week or so before this year's World Dairy Expo. And he invited my wife, Gloria, and me to be his guest at his table for the night of Dinner with the Stars last week. And it was just a lot of fun meeting his grandchildren and his children. Again, with all of these people, family played such an important role in their move up the ladder of success. Now that he has retired from the political world, he's going back to running and managing his farm, raising registered Holsteins and registered beef cattle. Back with the final word after this message.
Put your yield data to work. Many times, areas with high yield potential are deficient in key nutrients, which significantly limit yields. But by intensive soil sampling and taking into account nutrient removal based on your yield data, we can improve product placement efficiency and yield across your farm. Let us help you by contacting Wesley Hedges with Farmers Cooperative today to take advantage of our precision ag programs.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Congratulations to the dairy woman, the dairy farmer, and the industry person of the year in the dairy industry. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
A new generation of biofuels is on the horizon. Scientists are researching how to make these products directly from grasses on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The Department of Energy is funding a multi-million dollar bioenergy research center at the University of Illinois. The directive is to find a new generation of plant-based, sustainable, cost-effective biofuels and bioproducts. The center will include 16 partner institutions, and Evan DeLucia at the University of Illinois will serve as the director. He says rather than producing low-value biomass and then going through a very expensive conversion process, the research focus will be on tweaking plant metabolism in a way that produces high-value compounds directly in the plant stem.
We're working mostly with grasses, and so the notion is we might be able to encourage grasses, for example, to produce high quantities of lipids that could then be used directly as a biodiesel or would then affordably be able to go into conversion to other high-value products.
They'll be working with biomass sorghum, miscanthus, and energy cane. Farmers have been suffering from low grain prices, so DeLucia says this could put new arrows in their quiver.
It might be an attractive alternative if we can produce a high-value crop. It's not going to displace traditional row-crop agriculture, but if we're producing a high-value crop that's grown under contract, this might provide an opportunity to diversify the on-farm portfolio to give a little resilience against climate variation and economic variation. application. These crops might also be very, very useful on more marginal or poorly producing land.
The five-year project is expected to begin in December. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the Bioenergy Research Center at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Meehan. Well, the NAFTA talks are not going well. We get that story from Gary Crawford.
After four NAFTA negotiating rounds, 22 days total.
Frankly, I am disappointed by the resistance to change from our negotiating partners on both fronts.
U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Robert Lighthizer at the conclusion of round four Tuesday in Arlington, Virginia. That also seemed to be the general message from Canada and Mexico as well. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland said that the idea of redoing NAFTA is to give wins for all three countries.
But that cannot be achieved with a winner-take-all mindset.
Lighthizer said the U.S. has two objectives. One, modernize NAFTA. Two, cut what he says is the $500 billion trade deficit NAFTA is causing for the U.S., and he told reporters.
We have seen no indication that our partners are willing to make any changes that will result in a reduction in these huge trade deficits.
Or as Mexico's Trade Secretary Guajardo put it,
we still have a lot of work to do.
Next round, November 17th through the 21st, Mexico City. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, trade and regulatory uncertainty are hampering United States farmers. The Global Harvest Initiative released its 2017 GAP reports, or Global Productivity Report. The report shows that for the fourth straight year, global agricultural productivity growth is not accelerating fast enough to sustainably feed the world in 2050. Meanwhile, the report says uncertainty about trade opportunities and regulations complicates planning for U.S. farmers and the industry. The study says global agricultural productivity must increase by 1.75% annually to meet the demands of nearly 10 billion people by the year 2050. The annual assessment of global productivity growth, the GAP Index, shows the current rate of growth at only 1.66%. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's our most popular savings event, and it's back.
Credit King Auto Sales annual 2 plus 2 equals 0.
So here's the deal. 2 years on your job, 2 years at your residence equals 0. Zero down on the area's biggest, nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs.
Don't have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 sitting around for a brand new ride?
No worries. You can have the luxury, just like new. Why buy new? You can save a ton of money with the King.
Bad credit, no worries.
Nobody does it better than a King. 2 plus 2 now equals 0 down at Credit King at the King's Corner, 31st South and Broadway.
GoCreditKing.com.
With approved application.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.